I met Kevin. I was probably 18, so that's only been like 5 years ago. But no, it was around 20 years ago. I was doing something. I know, yeah, you that old too. I was doing some metal framing out of high school. Didn't know what I wanted to do, didn't really care. I just wanted some money. I knew some of the people, it's actually his father-in-law was one of the guys. And I went to work for him and I met Kevin. He was working for actually another trust company. He came out, left that place and came to work for us. I worked with him a couple years and he kind of always just stuck to me somehow. You know, in my couple years I'd run into him, it was good. And so Kevin's been one of the biggest blessings in my life for a long time, probably when I didn't deserve them. And it was pretty easy now because Kevin knows all the bad stuff I did because we traveled a lot. So he knew everything I was doing that was bad and wrong. But he never seemed to change the way he thought about me and the way he looked at me and talked to me. So huge blessing for me. You might have to rein me in, okay? A long time ago, I was young. I've grew up knowing God and Jesus and what they have done for us for a long time. I was young. My grandmother was one of those grandmothers. She went to church here in town. She was, "You ain't got no choice. You're going." So I went. I was good for a while when I turned about 10 years old. And I had went to the beach. My grandmother, my grandfather, I had been with them all week. I woke up that Saturday morning. My mama came in the room. They had been on the way to take me home and there was a car accident and my papa wouldn't go make it. And that's probably when I turned south. I just kept asking God, why? Why would you do this to me? Why is this happening to my grandmother? I couldn't figure it out. Of course, I'm 10, so I'm pretty resilient. So life goes on. I moved on, got worse, a lot of drinking. But hey, I was like, yeah, it's kind of the way life is. That's what you do. So I got older. I got out of high school, started working. Always had those questions of why. Why is this happening to me? Why did it happen? How did it change my life? Then he sent me my next blessing. And she sits right there in the middle of the room now. And I even begin to question God then. God, all I've done, all of the bad I've done, why would you bless me with that? What did I do to deserve that? So we got married. We had some kids. And I would always, mind you, all this time since I'm about 10, I'm not going to church anymore. I don't even get to go to my grandmother's much anymore. So I'm not going. But I always kind of would talk to God. But I never got an answer. I couldn't hear him. I didn't know what, if I was even asking the right questions. I didn't even know if what I was doing was praying. I was just talking. A few years ago, me and my wife were sitting cooking breakfast one morning and the phone rang and probably one of the best ladies I've ever met in my life, my mother-in-law, was getting ready to pass away. Man, y'all make me nervous. You know what? I did the same thing. I talked to God and I said, why? You know, am I being punished for what I did bad before? Why is this happening? Why'd it happen to her? I don't even know how to deal with it. So how am I going to help my wife deal with it? She was really close to my oldest son. So I knew what he was going through because I'd been there. I didn't know what to say to him because I wasn't over it either. So how was I going to tell him to feel okay? We got through that. It was tough, but you know, we got through it. But I just continued to ask God, why does this keep happening? Why does this keep happening to me? So through that, my wife had some issues that we were going through, and we started talking to people, and we were sitting around one day, and I said, you know, we need to find a church. I think that might help. So for a couple of years, we were trying. We may have been to every church in Chester. I mean, we could have went to all of them. I walked in. Some of them we went to for a couple of weeks, but this is as dressed up as I get, y'all. I like shorts, T-shirts. So I would go in, and I would feel pretty good when I was there, but I felt out of place. I didn't feel comfortable, and especially knowing my past, I definitely didn't feel comfortable. Now I know it was probably all on me, but I felt judged. I just didn't feel good when I walked in the door. I felt pretty good afterwards, but I didn't feel good enough to go back the next week. Even sometimes I did, but I just didn't feel like I wanted to go back. And we had give up. We said, yeah, we'll figure it out one day. So it'd been a couple of months probably. And I said, you know, I know this guy, Kevin Taylor. I heard he's got a church down in the Walmart out there in Chester. And we're going to call Ember. I said, I'd like to go down there and try it out. She said, yeah, I think that's a good idea. So I walked in just as nervous as I'd been in every other church. I walked up, I seen Jeff Lucas. I knew him, went to school. I seen Jason Thomas, seen Kevin. I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad day. Y'all know who I am. So this is going to be awkward. I remember coming in. I sat down. They started worship. I seen a lady standing up here in the corner, just hands up, singing. And I was like, man, that lady right there is something for real. She's special. I don't know what it is. So I would keep finding myself watching her. And Kevin began to speak, and I felt like, and you should all feel like this, by the way, he was talking to me, because that's what happens. God talked to Kevin, and Kevin tells us what he's got to say so we can hear it, because sometimes we don't listen. So we got out of church, and told my wife, I'm ready to go back. I'm ready for next weekend. So we started coming regularly, and every time I came, I felt better. I hadn't really changed much in my life, but I felt really good about where I was headed. I was still drinking, still was dealing with questions of why and what. And by the way, my wife ain't never really drank, so she hates it. And she let me know. And she came home one day, and I wasn't in good shape, and she started calling people at the church. And I was like, I don't ain't even met these people but a couple weeks. Stop, don't be calling them. And I think she didn't get in touch with a few of them, and she got in touch with Chris Gaddy. And she put me in her car, and she drove me up here. And Chris came to the parking lot, and I said, listen, Chris, I don't know you well, but I can tell you right now, there ain't nothing you can say that's going to make me feel no better and no different than I am right now. And he was like, come in here and sit in the office with me. And I was like, listen, man, I know I'm going to feel better when I walk in that door. I know I'm going to feel better, but I'm not going to feel better tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Or next week. He said, so? You gonna feel better now? Come on. So I walked in. Of course, I'm bawling. I'm embarrassed. And Chris started talking to me a little bit. And he said, let me ask you something. Have you ever asked for forgiveness from God? I said, nah, I don't ask for forgiveness much from anybody. I said, but I've got a lot of things in my life that I feel like I need to ask forgiveness for. And he said, well, do it. I said, oh, okay. And I sat right there over in Kevin's office with Chris talking to me, and I asked God to forgive me. And y'all, you can ask Chris. He even made a comment, and we talked about it weeks after. It was almost like a fiction movie where you see the little ghost just run out of somebody. And I felt the biggest sense of relief and happiness I have ever felt in my life. Chris said, man, what just happened? I said, I ain't sure, brother, and I don't know how to tell you, but it was good. I quit crying. I was smiling. I said, I ain't sure. And Chris, by this time, had asked my wife to leave the room and all kinds of stuff. And we talked for a few more minutes, man. It didn't last long, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I knew when I walked out of that building that tomorrow wasn't going to be the same. And the next day wouldn't, and the next day wouldn't. And months from now, it wouldn't. So I began to talk to Chris a lot, and he wanted to give me fair warning. He said, brother, when things happen like what happened to you, and God has a presence like that in your life, I just want to let you know that it's going to get rougher. The devil's coming. He don't want you to do this, so it's going to get harder. But you got to understand what just happened to you is what can happen every day. I said, okay, I got to make some changes. So I did. I enjoyed coming in here more and more. I actually started coming to the front. Like, yeah, I'm getting up there. I want what some of them people's got. Every week, it almost seemed like not the whole message Kevin was giving, but it was like God is talking to me right now. He's telling me how to deal with what I'm dealing with right now. I'm just got to listen. That's all I got to do. It's easy, y'all. You walk in the door and you sit down. That's all you got to do. They made me understand how much God loved me, not for what I did, not for what I done, and not for what I'm going to do. He loved me the same way I love my son, both of them. And the ones of y'all that don't have kids, you'll get it. The ones of you that do, no. That's a different kind of love. And he loves me more than that. So the least I can do is get as close to that as I can get. That's where I want to be. I know some of y'all think y'all holding his hands, but I'm coming. I'm finna get there. I'm getting that hand. That's mine. So my life's changing and things are going good, and there's some bad things happening sometimes. I'm like, you know, this is okay. This ain't that big a deal. I've been through way worse. So you better go get some more troops, brother, and come back out of this one, because I'm good right now. In all this time, I had been meeting Kevin some for lunch, and it got to a point where we were trying to meet, I don't know, for like 2 months. And one of us had to cancel every time, every day. Finally, I said, you know what, brother? It'll work out. Just whenever. We ain't gonna make no more plans. We're gonna stop trying to meet for lunch. And Kevin had been talking to me, and he asked me a question one day when we were at lunch, and he said, what made you come to Ember? And it was funny because I didn't really know. I said, I don't know, but it's cool because I get to wear my pull-up shorts and my unarmed shirt. And you know, I'm good with that. I ain't the only one in that kind of clothes, so I feel good, that, you know. And I met Kevin the other day, and I told him I finally know why I came to Ember. And it was because when I walked in this door, I wasn't judged at all. I was loved from day one until right now. Matter of fact, I love more people right now in this room than I have in a long, long time. I mean, there's a lot of them. About a year ago, my wife had some issues, and it was amazing to me that, because she's usually the talker. She can deal with people. Y'all can probably tell by now that I'm not. And then, man, my phone started ringing, and it was people from the church. It was Jeff and Leanne. It was Kevin. It was Brantley. It was Chris. It was Kathy. It was so many people started calling me, sending me texts, and, man, we're praying, and I'm ready to go see her, and I'm like, I don't even know where she's at, really. And, I mean, there were people coming to her house when she come back home after it was over. And it was just, for me to be on the outside looking in at it, it was so amazing to watch this group of people that we don't even know come to our house and pray for us and love on us the way they did. And I told her after that, I said, we got to get some of that. I got to have some. That's where I want to be. I need those people in my life. And about a week ago, I was at work one morning around 11 o'clock. I come down Highway 161. I was thinking about where I had to go, what I had to do to fix it work. And a lady come across the road, and we hit head on. Everything happened. I got out of the van. When I seen her car, I knew that she probably was not going to make it. So I got on side of the road, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed for God to take care of this lady. And everybody got there, and the firefighters and the paramedics come to me, and they told me that she was not going to make it. She had passed right there in her car, never got out. My heart broke, and I was walking around. I was sore, but I was fine. I knew I was fine, but my heart was killing me. I had all these people telling me, it's on camera. The lady behind you seen it. I knew already in my heart that it was not my fault. But I'm going to tell y'all, that does not change the fact when somebody loses their life. I went home. My blessing, of course, took perfect care of me. I was fine. I went to work the next day. I limped, but I went. And all I could think about was this lady and her family and what they were going through and that I was part of it. So Friday night, my wife come home from work, and I'd had it. I was full. I had to talk to somebody. So I told her, I said, why is this happening to me? I've been asking God for 2 days, why again does this seem to keep happening to me? And she said, I don't know. I don't know. She didn't have an answer. I went to bed. I woke up. I don't remember what I did Saturday. But when I woke up, I said, we're not going through why. So I started praying. I started talking to God. This time he answered. The reason he didn't answer all my whys about these bad things that I went through is because he didn't know. This ain't, God don't do bad things, y'all. He didn't do none of those things. So he couldn't answer my question of why. So I understood that. So that day I said, okay, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I talked to my wife about, you know, I would like to talk to the family, you know, to see how they are. I'm scared because I don't know how they're looking at it. You know, I don't know what they're thinking. I know their heart's broken just as much as mine, though. So I went through Saturday, and I finally felt a little bit better because I understood that God didn't do this. What God did was rode with me. So I got to go home and see my family and my wife and kids. And the reason I know he was that close is because that's how close I am to him now. That's where my world has changed. If this happened to me a long time ago, I don't know that I would have been close enough to have him in the car with me. But I did. And then, so I continued to pray a lot Saturday and try to figure out what I should do. But my biggest prayer was just, Lord, my heart's broke and I don't know how to fix it. I don't want to feel like this forever. And I just want to know how to fix my broken heart. So then I came in here Sunday morning. If you missed it, sorry. Sunday was good. We came in. I knew it was going to be different. Me and Jeff was actually even standing out there and came and said, oh, I don't know what's going on. I mean, Jeff said, I don't know what's going on in there, but it's about to be good. I said, you're right, let's go. And at the end of, towards the end of the service, Kevin was praying with a lot of people and saying a lot of things. And I don't know who came and got me, maybe Brantley. I said, go get your wife. We want to talk to y'all too. Okay. So I did. She was in the nursery. I came out here and I walked up to Kevin. And it was the craziest thing because he didn't say a word. I locked on the man's neck like I was a kid, and we didn't really say much. And when I walked out, I knew I was going to be okay, though. I knew I was going to be fine. I had to go to work, so I left here. I changed clothes. I went and picked up the guy that was helping me. We went to work for a couple hours. Came home, and my hard-headed blessing had been working. She had called this lady's daughter, or actually sent her a message. The girl immediately called her, or sent her a message and said, call me right now. So they went ahead and talked, and the whole time I was gone, so I knew none of this was going on. And it's probably pretty good, because I'm sure they were both crying, because my wife loves to cry. She got off the phone with the girl, and immediately the lady's husband called my wife, and he said, I'm coming to your house right now. Tell your husband I'm on my way. I'm coming to pray for him. And she said, hold on, he ain't here. And so I get home and my wife's done cooked and I'm like, this is great. And as I got up on the porch, she brings her plate outside and I'm like, oh, maybe not. Why is she eating out here and talking to me? She proceeds to tell me what she's been doing all day. And she's sitting there mad because, or not mad, but just like, she knows me and she's thinking he ain't going. He don't want to talk to this guy. That's just me, y'all. That's the way I've been. That's why this is like a miracle. So y'all should really go home and witness today. Me being up here is really out of the ordinary. And I said, I don't think you ought to have to drive here. You call him back right now. You tell him we coming. She was like, well, eat. I'm like, well, okay, whatever. So I ate, and I eat fast anyway, but I probably just shoveled this in. And I said, call him. Let's go. And on the way to this man's house, I was nervous. I didn't know what I was going to say to him. We pulled up. A guy walks straight out to my truck. He shakes my hand and he says, come upstairs with me. So we did. Me and my wife followed him upstairs and we sat there. And he began to tell me about his wife. And she was she sounds like one of the godliest women I've met. She knew where she was at. And immediately when he said that, I was like, I know where she's at. Now I feel a lot better. And this guy talked to us for a little bit and grabbed our hands as we were getting ready to leave. He said, I want to pray for you. And he prayed for me and it made me want to cry, but I didn't because I just kept, it was going through in my mind that, God, you just healed my heart in 4 days. 4 days ago, I thought my heart was broke forever and I was never going to get over this and never be able to get past it. And in 4 days, wham, knew what happened. Hold up. Am I sure? So I had already planned, I had heard about the service Sunday night, and I had already planned to go. And then all that happened. I was like, well, maybe we ain't going to get to go. And we got out of there, and there was just enough time to get here. And I said, I'm going anyway. We came, we had this great service. When I got home, I got to thinking about the way I was and the way I used to be. Even through all of that, when I felt like God had abandoned me, and that was what was on my heart, God blessed me with a wonderful wife, great kids. Now he's given me this awesome church family. And then after all of that, he healed my heart in 4 days. It's hard to understand how amazing that is to me because it's hard for you guys to realize how broken I was. And all that kept going through my mind when I was on the way here Sunday was, man, Kevin's been telling me to give my testimony. I can't do it. And I sat down. We were all in here, and I said, get up and do it. Kevin has called some people to talk. And I said, get up and do it. I said, wait, no, now? He was like, yep, it's time. I was like, okay, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Mind started running crazy. As people were talking, and I got ready to get up, and somebody took the mic. And I said, uh-oh. He was like, nah, I don't mean right now. I mean, now you're ready. I want you to do it Sunday. And I said, nah, that's the devil telling me that. I got ready to get up, and somebody else grabbed the mic. I was like, okay, now, you're confusing me. Do you want me to do this, or do you not? So after that happened about 6 times, I said, okay, I'll wait to Sunday. I understand that it's you. And the first person I think I told was Chris Eifert. And he was like, oh, yeah, Kevin hadn't said anything. I said, he don't know. He said, "Well, that's good, man." He said, "Well, I'm happy." I said, and I was explaining to him, you know, man, I really don't talk to people. And he was like, "Man, your wife will probably get you good." And I was like, "She don't know either." He said, "Well, who knows?" I said, "You." So I met Kevin after, I mean, I was standing up here talking to Kevin after service. We were taking the mats out, and I told him, and we had lunch Monday, and I told him, I said, "Man, you know, I've always wondered if, to be for sure, when God's asking things of me now, is this right? Is this God?" Because sometimes it's confusing, y'all. I mean, it's not always easy. It's not like he comes and knocks on the door and says, "Hey, man, go to the church on Brawley Street today." It's just not what happened. And I told Kevin, and which he already knew because he seen me and was sitting there listening to me. And when it's God, trust me, you'll know. You can't help but know it. I felt awesome. My wife's been freaking all week. She's like, "You writing something down?" I was like, "Nope." She's like, "Uh-oh." I said, "I'm just going to say what God tells me to say, what's on my heart. And that's going to be that. It comes out dumbified, it's dumbified. But if it comes out good, it's good. It doesn't really matter to me because I know now in my heart that God's telling me, you kept saying, you told Kevin a bunch of times you was giving your testimony. You was going to do it. One day you was going to do it. And I kept telling Kevin, I was procrastinating. He was right. But I said, I want to be way further along than what I am right now. And it hit me, you know what? I can give another testimony, but I can't give this one unless I walk up in front of these people and talk. And it was pretty amazing feeling, people. I'm telling you, when you know what God says is in your heart and that's what you want to do, you know it. I know the feeling you have now. I hadn't experienced that feeling to be 100% sure that this is what God is telling me to do right now. So I've missed out on some opportunities. I wasn't missing this one. And I'm not going to miss any more now because I know what it feels like to be there, to know 100% this is what you're supposed to do. That's kind of been my life. And I want you guys to know, some of you who may be in the same place I was a few years ago, some of you who may be in the place I was when I was 15 and 16. God does not do bad things. And God loves you right now, just the way you are. I'm not special, y'all. I ain't special. He loves me just as much as he loves you, the same way. But you got to get out of the way. I think we do that a lot. I think we get in, you know, we're like, "God, why can't I get this?" Well, because you cut me off like four times. We get in there, but you're making me take detours. So sometimes you guys got to get out of your own way. I've been blessed beyond blessed since a couple of years ago when I started coming out here and I actually started to understand God and what place he has in my life. And I feel like that right now it's on my heart. And the reason I decided to do this today is because there's probably a lot of people out there like me who don't know. Well, the ones of you who know, get out your seat and go tell some people. They don't know unless we go tell them. We got to go and tell them how much God loves them, you know, because they don't know. They were like me. "Yeah, I know. Yep, Bible says he loves me." Well, why are all these things happening? He can't answer them questions because he didn't do it. He had no control. You know, that was on him. What he did was he did things like through that wreck and he fixed my heart. That's what he did. That's the part he was responsible for in that whole ordeal. Nothing else. So we don't have an excuse. We all have mouths and we can all talk. Go tell it. I told Kevin, I want to scream it on the mountain. And this is where we are. I think that's what we should all do, and thanks to people like that. And by the way, at the beginning of the story, I was talking about this lady that was so special. It's huge in our life right now. Where's she at? Well, she's out there. Y'all probably seen her too. There she is. That's her right there.
I had a coughing spell, but I'm listening to you.
That is her. She has been the biggest blessing in the world to me and my wife especially, as well as a lot of y'all out there. Y'all have changed my life. And what's happened through the whole time, man, is every time my heart gets a little bit closer to God every day. And I think that's what we all need. So just because you did some bad things, just because you was not the best person, changes his love for you no matter what. It does not affect it one bit, you know. All you got to do is get out of the way. Come in and sit down. It's pretty easy. He's pretty smart. Kind of knows what he's doing. So if you just move, he can go straight and follow that GPS. You know, if you keep getting in the way, the route changes. So it takes a little longer. That's me in a nutshell. I'm sure I'll talk to y'all in a couple more years. We'll have some more, but for a while at least, I'm gone.